Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. 12 months ago, I haven't got it wrong, 12 months ago, I know what you were thinking, you saw 2016 and thought he's made a mistake. 12 months ago, we set the theme for the year in the church to be growing, and we had this verse as the Bible verse that we concentrated on during the year. Andy. And the verse was this: grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we said, yeah, amen. Growing in the knowledge is one thing, because we can understand our faith more, and hopefully during 2016 you grew to understand your faith more. But growing in grace was our experience day by day of walking with Jesus Christ and what he provides and does for us. So that was our theme. If you go back 12 months before that, 2015, our theme for the year at SVC was Life in the Fast Lane. And those of you who are wondering whether you need to go to Specsavers, well, here's your test. Because we gave a list of ideas, not a checklist of have to do things, but ideas. Have a set time for prayer every day. Thank God for all he's done. Tell God how you feel. Confess the wrongs you've said and done. Pray for those who come into your mind. Read your Bible every day. Underline verses that mean something. Buy a concordance so you can look up words and study. Attend church regularly. Listen to talks on the podcast. Join a life group. Attend prayer breakfast, source nights. Listen to some of the Bible teachers online. And we've got a list around if you want one. Practically help others with kindness. Take the opportunities to share your faith. They were just ideas of how we could grow and develop as Christians. So, the theme for 2017 is sowing. Sorry, move on. Sowing. I knew that would have you in stitches. Right. You've missed these jokes for 3 weeks. So this is sowing. And we're going to be looking today at three things. What do we sow? Why do we sow? And then how do we sow? Because if the theme for the year is sowing, what do we sow, why do we sow, and how do we sow? So let's have a look, first of all, at what do we sow. So, if we move on, seed is the word. Because when you sow, people sow seeds. If you remember back to when we were looking in the parables, we were talking about the sower, and they sowed seeds. And what is the seed? Well, the seed is the word of God. So if I'm going to encourage you, and I've got to do this as well, to sow this year, what are you going to actually do? What are you going to sow? You're going to sow God's word, God's values, God's way of life that he lays down. You're going to sow that into other people's lives. That's what you're going to sow. And there's another, if those of you who over Christmas heard the reading of John chapter 1, it says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In other words, the Word is Jesus. So during 2017, what we should be doing is sowing a bit of Jesus into people's lives and in their hearts. So we're sowing God's word, God's values, God's ideas, God's love into people's lives. That is, we're planting seeds. That's an amazing thought. And you know, each seed contains an embryo, a little seed embryo, and a little package of food and nutrients. Isn't that wonderful? So as you plant into people's lives, you're planting a little embryo of Jesus, that if they receive that seed, that little embryo will, Jesus can be born in them. We're born again with Jesus in our lives. And it even contains a little packet of fertilizer with it. Isn't that wonderful? That we're planting seeds into people's lives. And that's what the seed is. We've got a message to sow. Over in 1 Corinthians 9, time's tight, so I won't actually look it up. Paul writes about, I have sowed a spiritual seed into your life, and I want to see growth. I want to see some material benefit from that. We've got to put good things into, when we put good things into our own life, like we've referred to, we then need to be putting good things into the lives of other people. So that is what we sow. So the next question is this: why do we sow? Well, here's the answer of why we sow. It comes back to this. Jesus in Matthew 28 and 19 and 20 simply said this: go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Go therefore and make disciples. In English, the emphasis is on go therefore. Actually, in the Greek, according to my research, the emphasis in the Greek isn't on go, the emphasis is on make disciples. And there's one word, the two aren't two separate words in the Greek, there's just one word. And it's the word I put at the bottom, mathetuo, or something, if anyone's a Greek scholar. No, good. That's how you pronounce it then. Mathetuo. And it simply says, make disciples. So the emphasis in the original language isn't go, oh, right, I'm off. It's as you go, cause people to become disciples. Go into your lives, go into your situations, and cause people to become disciples. And disciple is more than just Christian. You know, you could give a form out, would you like to become a Christian? Yes, no, tick there, put sign your name, thank you very much, you're in. That's not what we're on about here. It's make disciples, followers, students, studiers, developers, people who've got the discipline to grow as Christians. And he said, go into your world, causing people to become disciples. You might ask yourself some days, why am I here? What's my purpose in life? And your purpose in life is simply this: to glorify God in your life and to bring God's glory around you. That's it. That's number one. That is the thing above all else. To glorify God. So when we're worshipping here tonight, we're glorifying God. But when we go out into our world and into our contacts, and we're sowing the seeds, we're bringing glory to God. And you're fulfilling your essential purpose for being alive right now. To bring glory to God in your world. That's what we sow, and that's why we're sowing it, to fulfill our very purpose in life and to fulfill the command. So lastly, no, you were right, how do we sow? Well, how do we sow as a church? Let's have a look. Oh, no, right. The first thing to say is this. And this, if you looked at your newsletter observantly, is a text that is underneath the heading. And this is our verse for 2017. He, that's God, will give you the rain for the seed, which you will sow in the ground. Now, God doesn't have to involve us. Saul was riding along to Damascus, ready to persecute Christians, and God just spoke to him and zapped him, and he became a Christian. So God doesn't have to use us, but God wants to use us in partnership with him. God wants to use you as a partner in his plan. So, but it is a partnership. You don't have to go around and sow into people's lives and you have to make them into something. You're causing changes in people's lives by allowing God into that situation. By you being there, saying the right things, living the right way. You know, in the first century, it even involved them dying the right way. Hopefully we don't have to die for our faith today. But we're in partnership. It's God and us working together. So how can we do this in SVC? Let's have a look. Little things don't work properly, never mind, there you go. We have a charity, the SVC charity, the SVC Community Plus. And under that, we have our CAP work, and you've heard already today mention of that. We currently have a debt centre. We currently have life skills, CAP money, and we're thinking about a job club. And if we did a job club, it would probably be a couple of times a year. It may be we even, one idea was suggested that we could have our life skills on a Friday afternoon, have lunch, and then have a job club in the morning, and then the people who come to the job club could have lunch, and the people who come to the life skills could have lunch with them, and we could have a whole day of reaching out people in the community. If that's something that you're interested in, the trustees of SVC Community Plus will be looking at that and discussing that in a couple of weeks' time. If that's something that you think, I could get involved in that, then please let us know. But also, so we, as a church, are being involved in the community through that. But we're involved with our friends and neighbours. We're sowing seeds into the way we relate to them. Planting seeds. Planting things that cause the people to think. And engaging with our local community. I went to a meeting on Thursday. This person said, oh, you don't know Trevor, he's an evangelist. Well, I've never thought of myself as an evangelist before, but there you go. You've got to, as we get out in the community and people get to know who you are and what you stand for and what your values are and how you live your life and how you're trying to follow Jesus with all your heart and soul, then we are planting seeds into our world. Now, to do all those things, we need to be committed. And John in a second is going to just come and lead a little meditation on that. And we're going to say a prayer together of commitment. And if it's something there that you mean, then you say it. If you can only say some of the words, say some of the words. If you can say and mean them all of the words, then say those. John will lead us on.
Okay, I think so. Am I switched on? Yeah, right, okay. I was looking through this prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. And I was just asked to give a little meditation, so I will. And like Trevor, I've got three little words that came to me. It's a prayer of commitment and a prayer of surrender. You know, it talks about, I'm yours. You know, what do we think of when we think of surrender? It means you give control of something to somebody else. If I surrender my phone and give it to you, I've given you control of that phone. And so this prayer, in committing to God, we are surrendering. And so it three things came to me as I was pondering it. It's a prayer of faith, obedience, and contentment. Faith, obedience, contentment. Faith in God. 2016, a year ago, lots of things were different. A lot happened in 2016. It's become a saying, isn't it? Oh, this is so 2016, that, isn't it? You know, new vicar, new leaders at SVC. Lots of things happened on the news. You may have seen one or two of them. But so a lot will happen in the next 12 months. There'll be ups and downs, there'll be frustrations, there'll be disappointments, there'll be joys, there'll be happinesses. So we entrust ourselves in faith to God, because that is the safest place to entrust ourselves. Banks may fail, governments will fail, whatever, but God is on the throne. And he will remember his own. His promise is true. He'll not forget you, for God is still on the throne. So faith. Faith. To obedience. What does John say? It was the first passage I ever preached on at Sports Village Church in 2012. It worked. Yeah, thanks. If we say we know him and don't keep his commandments, we lie and the truth is not in us. So it's a prayer that we're, as Trevor says, we're not just signing the card. We mean this. We really want to live for God. We really want to go on for him. You know, because some of the things that we say in this prayer, it's It's costly. Obedience to God costs. You know, if you want to go on with God, it'll cost. Obedience. Where you want me to go, God, I'll go. And I'll tell you a story. I started coming to this church a few weeks in, back in 2008. I was 24, I was a bit arrogant and thought I was a bit more than I was, and I was going forward for ministry and I was going to change the world for Christ, and, you know. And I said to Eric and Jackie, I said, I'm here, I'm at your service. And being an arrogant 24-year-old, I thought, oh, I know what Eric's going to ask me to do. He'll ask me to lead, he'll ask me to preach. He did eventually, but it was years in the future. The first job I got, brothers and sisters, washing dishes. I was the only bloke in a kitchen with half a dozen women. It was demoralising. Whatever I did was wrong. If I did what they said, I didn't do it the way they would have done it. But I can't say anything. But you see, I wanted to be used by God in this church. That was where he wanted to use me at that moment. Whether I liked it or not, the question was I going to obey? Which brings me to the third point, contentment in God. God, I'll be put aside for you. I'll be used for you. I'll be used where you want me to be used, because God, you matter more to me than my ministry and my dreams, than my hopes and my ambitions. We all have egos. We all have egos. Where ego goes wrong is when it's misplaced. You know, there's a story, two churches, one's Baptist, one's Methodist, they go and evangelize the town. And 2 months after, nothing has happened. Nothing. And the Baptist pastor says to his deacon, well, we didn't see revival, but thank God the Methodists didn't either. You know, that's not the attitude. Do we want to see change in our town? Yeah. Do you want to see change in our nation? Yeah. What if God uses somebody else? Exactly. Are we content for God to do his will the way he will do it? And so one example to look at is our Lord Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, became nothing, became obedient to the point of death, death on the cross, and for the joy that was set before him, doing God's will delighted him to the point that he would suffer that way. So we've got Christ's example. So it's a prayer of faith, obedience, and contentment. And so, if I may just say before we pray, 2017, whatever you do, get to know God. Get to know God. Come to church. Do what you can. Read the book. Pray. Sing. Obey him in life. And delight in him. Really delight in him. Tell him you love him and that you want to serve him and that you're glad he saved you, because you wouldn't be without him. So we're going to pray in faith, in obedience and in contentment, that God is our delight. So that's what we're going to do. If you'd like to stand up, we'll say it. Shall we say it together? Okay. One, two, three. Let me be employed for you, or laid aside for you, exalted for you, or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you, or laid aside for you, exalted for you, or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing.
I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal.
Okay, that's the same. Okay, amen. Lord, we give ourselves to you, and we know that we're safe with you because you will, for our good and your glory. And we look for, we, as one preacher said this morning, start the year off with the end in mind. And our end is to see your face in glory and rejoice within you and with you forever and ever as your beloved bride, the church. And you are our Saviour and our all in all, the Lord Jesus Christ. For your own glory we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.